Thank you, Mr. President. Franciscans International and Earth Justice welcome the opportunity to address this panel, and we thank the panelists for their interventions. The SG's report that is also considered by the panel today highlights two important things. First, it spells out how people who are typically discriminated against suffer disproportionately under the consequences of climate change and how they should be better protected. In doing so, it considers an intersectionality perspective that is key to grasp the reality millions of people experience. Second, the report emphasizes that the same people are not just victims of the effects of climate change, but are also agents of change, based on their traditional and indigenous knowledge and science. In this context, we call the attention to the fact that many times, people in vulnerable situations who are disproportionately suffering negative impacts of sudden and slow onset events due to climate change are being made always more vulnerable by the lack of protection and sustainable solutions. For example, in the dry corridor, like in Honduras, small-scale farmers who had been displaced by the Hurricane Mitch were displaced to places that were more dangerous and were the first victims of Hurricanes Iota and Eta, once again being displaced and their poor subsistence being rendered even harder by floods and landslides. This situation is particularly terrible for women. Many women from the region are left with no choice but to migrate, being victims of traffickers, abused, and at times losing lives or their life on the way. Indigenous people are also in particularly vulnerable situations, but are at the same time holder of vital knowledge and science, thanks to which key ecosystems have been protected and could be restored. They need to be not only heard, but listened to. We would appreciate the views of the panel on how to best address these issues and ensure meaningful participation of these agents of change, including internationally. I thank you very much.